All right, welcome to a new episode of the KyoCast, or just KyoCast. We just finished watching episode 29.
Yeah.
Really good.
It was really good. I really enjoyed the episode.
So everything we complained about last week, we were just kind of impatient. So,
yeah.
So we'll jump into what we thought was good about this episode. So do you want to take out and say what happened last week or this week?
Let's see, what happened this week? There was a lot of talking. There's still a lot of politics in between Beerus and Ciampa. It showed Ciampa making it showed Vados making the tournament area. Yeah. Take that,
Ciampa doesn't do anything.
Take that, Cell. What do you got?
Yeah, so they made like a 50-meter, tournament? Like
50-meter tournament. It has the portraits of Beerus and, Ciampa on opposite sides, You have the Super Dragon Balls in the distance, so you have, like, six huge, like, planet-sized Dragon Balls just around the stadium.
Yeah, it's pretty much surrounding the entire planet. What is it, the planet of nothingness or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, so, it's pretty good. They basically carried all the Super Dragon Balls with the power of, I think, Vados, and she carried all six of them, and they just surrounded this little moon planet.
So Shenron had a point in this episode.
Yeah, there's a lot of humor in this episode. It's really funny.
There was actually some good humor.
It's so they summon Shenron, they get the Dragon Balls, and they're like,
I don't want to spoil the Shenron punchline, but
we're talking about the episode, we might as well. We see Shenron and they gather all the Dragon Balls, whatever.
Yeah.
And can you get them to stop biting your cable? And basically they wish for Shenron and they're like, hey Shenron, can you figure out where the last Super Dragon Ball is? And he's like, no, I can't do that. And then he's just like, Beerus, why are you always on Earth? And he's just like,
Earth is important now, just shut up.
Yeah. So then they have two more wishes or whatever, and then he's just like, what are your other two wishes? And Beerus is just like, go away. So it was pretty good. Another funny part was when he was like, oh, I was supposed to bring King Kai back.
I like how that was just 2 seconds. It's just like, I should have brought King Kai back. And then Bulma was like, doesn't matter. And then it just cuts to King Kai, and he's like, aw.
And then Goku's just like, hey. So that's the thing. Goku's laughing a lot in this. Like Goku's like constant like smiling expression is pretty much one of the main things I keep seeing in this series.
Yeah, so. He's really happy. Also, there's that sort of new conspiracy with Beerus.
Oh yeah,
he might still be bad.
Yeah. So basically, Bulma asked Beerus. She was like, "What would you do if you had like all the you know Super Dragon Balls?" And he was like, "Oh, you know, maybe I would destroy all the universe and stuff like that." And you know, whatever. And Goku's like, yeah, but then you wouldn't have any food. And then he's like, I guess you're right. And then just as he's about to take off with Whis, he basically, like, gives Bulma this, like, look of, like, I don't know, like, this, like, scary terror look.
Yeah.
And Bulma doesn't trust him now, so then she's calling Jacko to, like, get involved. And she's basically, she thinks Beerus is going to be a threat, which I think is cool, because just in our last podcast, we said there's really no antagonist right now.
Oh, man. Could you imagine if they had to team up with Ciampa to stop Beerus?
Oh, that'd be so cool. Oh, man. And I mean, like, what do you think he would wish for if he got all 7 Super Dragon Balls?
Well, he said he'd wish. So all he'd have to do is wish that Universe 6 was destroyed. And that would probably destroy the rest of the universes as well.
I guess he wants to be the only god of destruction. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. He'd probably want to be the only god of destruction, because Ciampa's the other one, right?
Yeah.
So he might want to be the only one. Another thing is maybe he would want to be relieved from Whis, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we don't know how many wishes. Do you know how many wishes the Super Dragon Balls give out? Is it, like, one wish, you think?
I don't know. It was never said.
Yeah. I would assume it's probably just one wish, and it's, like, any wish you could ever want. But, yeah, so everybody's kind of... Well, Bulma's kind of concerned about about Beerus. And then you get to see her sister in this one. Tights.
Yeah, the one from Jocko's story.
Yeah, she's all grown up now, and she calls Jocko, and yeah, it's pretty good. And she's just like, it was funny, because when they were talking, she's like, Jocko, help me, or, you know, whatever, Bulma needs your help. And then Bulma's like, don't make me get Vegeta to destroy your home base.
No, yeah, she's like, I'll just send Vegeta after the Galactic Patrol.
Yeah. This whole episode was basically Vegeta being, like, the errand boy.
Oh, Vegeta's such a good character now. Like, before...
Like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, just like 2 weeks ago, we're like, oh, fucking Vegeta. And now he's talking about, like, you know, being the super tough guy he is. He has respect for his teacher. And now he's still, like, wisecracks to Bulma and everything. Like, it's
Yeah.
He's really good in this.
No, he's getting a lot better. I think he's got more character progression than Goku for sure.
Well, Goku's character progression is still halted.
Yeah, so they talked about Monaka. Like, that's the whole thing. Goku's like, oh, I want to fight this new strong guy. I want to fight this new strong guy. And, yeah, I mean, it was kind of cool to... Like, that for anybody who doesn't know who Monaka is, it's Nipples. Apparently, he's the strongest guy that Beerus ever fought.
Yeah.
And Beerus was just like, yeah. He's like, I don't care about the rest of your team. You can find the last two guys. So the next guy is going to be... next two guys are Majin Buu and Piccolo.
Yeah.
And Majin Buu, spoiler, if you don't want to hear it, you know, skip forward.
Mm-hmm.
Majin Buu is going to end up showing up, and then he's going to fail the test. And
he's too dumb to pass.
Yeah. And then basically they're going to either have to bring someone else in or... You know, it's just going to be...
Well, Gohan's whatever. Training with Piccolo, so we're expecting Gohan.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of expecting Gohan. I would kind of like to see someone else.
I don't know. Gohan finally making a comeback is needed.
There's one thing I didn't mention on the last episode. So we were talking about, like, oh, yeah, we don't think any of these characters are going to be as strong as, like, you know, Super Saiyan gods, right?
Yeah.
And I looked at some of the stuff about Frost, and Frost looks like he is going to be incredibly powerful.
I hope he has transformations.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. I think he's gonna have a new type of transformation, one that you won't even see from like
Golden Cooler. Frost.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think Frost is going to look like he's. I think he's a. Who's the leader of theirs? Is it? I think it's Frost.
I don't know.
Because they have.
Do you think the other?
Kabe,
do you think the other Super Saiyan can go Super Saiyan God or Super Saiyan?
He can go Super Saiyan God.
You think so?
Yeah. Absolutely, because I mean, like, look. I mean, he's had to train with Chomper or something. Like, they're not going to just bring in a Super Saiyan that goes, like, Super Saiyan 1, 2, or 3. He's not going to send a chance, right? It's
funny he went Super Saiyan 4.
Yeah. Maybe he has it. Well, look, the question is, do I think that he has more than Super Saiyan 3? Yes. Do I think that he... Or is he extremely talented in the way that he utilizes Super Saiyan? Maybe he has a new thing that he's unlocked in Super Saiyan.
That'd be pretty cool.
Kind of like Goku, you know, has Gohan and Mystic.
Yeah, like Ultimate Gohan.
Yeah, he could have some, like, you know, new thing that wasn't discovered yet, you know, like...
Oh, I look forward to seeing...
Champa Saiyan.
I look forward to seeing Frost and the Saiyan.
Yeah, I'm excited to see... I don't know what his name is. I think it's Hit. It's like the Piccolo-looking guy.
Oh, yeah, him too.
Yeah, he looks really cool. But yeah, the rest of the... I actually like Team 7, or Team 6. I think it looks pretty cool. Team 6 is kind of like... Team 7 is kind of like, eh.
Just well, Goku Team Vegeta. Team 7 is just familiar, right?
Yeah, yeah. And Monaka, like, I like how they're like, yeah, you don't get to fight Monaka yet, because they want to have, like, this big reveal.
Not only that, but Beerus is like, no, fight your enemy, stupid.
Yeah. So in this one, we were talking about how there was no threat in the last episode, and I guess the new threat is, essentially, they brought it up, they're like, well, you know, what really happens if we go to Universe 6? It doesn't really matter to begin with, right?
Yeah, like, Beerus is like, I'm not having that. No.
Yeah, and Beerus is like, no, you will do what I say because, you know, I could have destroyed your planet. And and then, you know, Goku's like, oh, yeah, okay, cool, whatever. But I think that Beerus is... They're leading up to something with Beerus. I think so. I don't know why he would train Goku and Vegeta, though. Maybe he just wants a good fight or something, but... There's got
to
be something.
Well, you might just wish not to be the God of Destruction anymore.
Yeah, we thought about that, but he also might want to just... Yeah, I mean, there's two ways Beerus can go. He can either be the lazy one that we all know of right now,
yeah,
or he's going to be like, you know, he's hiding something, which for Dragon Ball Z would be kind of crazy. Because you never... Like, the smartest character they ever had was Cell, right? Cell was like the most...
Frieza?
Yeah, but Frieza's intentions were always kind of like...
Oh, known. Yeah.
Beerus has like this different kind of style. So it's kind of a lot different.
Well, Cell was basically a combination of Goku and Arrival Vegeta.
Who was?
Cell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, no, the next episode's going to be pretty good. They're going to be picking the teams for their tournament. So they're going to put together, you see some training with Gohan. Piccolo and Gohan are training.
Pilaf's going to be in the show soon again.
Yep. You read the manga, so you know that, eh?
Yeah, fucking Pilaf.
Yeah.
Why did they have to bring back Pilaf? Jocko is great.
Jocko's a great character.
Pilaf should not be there. It should just be Jocko.
Even Monaka, like, I mean, like, even though Nipples is kind of a stupid-looking character, I mean, he seems like he'll be, like, some
He's an
character.
Anti-joke that looks like he might get a few laughs.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Like, he's still better than Pilaf.
But it's funny, because they're like, oh, how's he going to be strong? What's he going to do? Is he have a transformation? Like, it's probably something stupid. Like, he's beat him at, like rock, paper, scissors or something like that.
Probably.
And yeah. So far the order for the fight is going to be Goku goes first. So, and how it works in this is they keep fighting until they lose.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I know that Goku right now is fighting the giant chubby, like, lard thingy, right?
Oh, yeah?
Like, that looks like a bear. He beats... Everybody thinks he's going to beat him. I think he did already beat him.
I think Goku's going to beat him, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And then I think he's going to get up to either Hit or Frost, one of those two.
I hope Vegeta wins the tournament.
Yeah, he's not going to, though.
No, he should. He said he was going to.
So I think the order goes... Well, something's going to happen by the end of Vegeta's.
Yeah.
So, like, Goku fight stuff is going to go through, then it's Piccolo, and then it goes Vegeta, and then it goes Monaka. And you can tell something's going to happen by the time it gets to Monaka. Because, I mean, who's going to fight Monaka and actually beat
him? I think the tournament is going to be interrupted by something. I don't think you're going
to
see the tournament start.
No, it has to.
Something's going to happen.
Has to. And do you honestly, like, okay, if you see Monaka fighting anybody, it has to be Frost, or it has to be the Hit guy.
Or it has to be Goku, for some reason.
Yeah, or whatever. But I do not see it being...
Stop.
Yeah, that's my cat, by the way, guys.
Stop. No, move, as in run away. Leave. Stop. No, I don't want...
Stop beating him up. Hey, knock it off. Anyways, just push him aside.
I can't. He's like...
He's got a grip on you.
There.
My cat's very mean today. He's been very aggressive. Look at you, man.
I know, he's like, you wouldn't go.
Yeah, he's like, I'll take you down.
Like, no, stop.
He's mad because we've been working on this game jam thing all weekend.
Yeah.
And we're not paying attention to him. So he's all pissed off and stuff. And yeah, little shithead.
Yeah, you're a little turd. Yeah.
My cat basically looks like, hey, leave that alone. He looks like Beerus, kind of. We were going to call him Beerus, but we named him Pickle instead. So it's kind of funny. But yeah, he's back to Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Or Dragon Ball Super. So yeah, I think that they did a good job. And I think the budget is a lot. I think we're not going to have to worry anymore about the budget.
I don't know why they didn't just take clips from the movies just to save time and money.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, I guess they wanted to just, like, have more time for the production to create the show, right? Hey, look at him, look at him, look at him.
What?
Hey, look at him, look at him, look at him. Do you see his mouth? So funny. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think that they were basically just using that as time. And they're like, yeah, just put in whatever cheap amount of animation. Plus, they want the views and, you know, they can release it and make more money. So that was one of the main things. But, no, overall, I think Super's looking pretty good so far.
I'm actually really excited for the next few episodes.
Like we said in our last one, the next few episodes are really going to determine how well Super's going to do. And I'm very convinced now. This is proven that it's going to be good.
Yeah, Super's looking a lot better now.
The animation quality was one of the main things. Like, we kind of knew it was going to happen because the manga was kind of a bit, you know, just slightly ahead. But no, the animation budget's really good.
I think the manga's ahead by...
Not much.
Well, I'd say like 4 or 5 episodes.
I'd say like...
And now when the next chapter comes out, it's going to be like another 4 or 5 episodes.
Oh, does it really do that much? Really?
Yeah, because I went from...
Stop him, he's biting it again. Knock him
out. No, it went from literally, let's have a tournament to on the way to the tournament.
So they... Oh, so what we saw a lot of today is going to be like filler and stuff, eh?
Yeah.
So there might be a lot
It's not...
They're gonna...
It's not filler because it's...
Okay, so yeah, we're going to get a filler. Like a saga. Like a small little filler arc.
It's not really filler, though.
We might not see anything until... what is it now? We won't see anything probably until March.
Of the tournament?
Yeah, we won't see them starting to get into the tournament until March.
I'll put... Yeah, I mean...
And they might even take a break, like a 2-week break or something.
Yeah, that's what I said. 4 or 5 episodes.
So I don't think we're going to see anything serious until probably April.
Well, I don't know about that. Like, the tournament's not that far off.
I know, but the thing is they might pad it with extra stuff, right? 2 episodes of training, this and that, you know.
Well, they have the training. I think they still have to find the Dragon Ball.
Do they actually find it in the manga?
I don't remember. We're not that far off. We get another 4 episodes. Hopefully Pilaf actually doesn't show up.
They might have a mini Pilaf arc too. You know what I mean?
Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I can see some filler being in this because they're going to want to keep the manga ahead so it can still sell. Otherwise, what's the point, right? So I can see like a little filler arc coming up. Probably like 10 episodes of filler. So.
Which isn't bad as long as it's fine.
Well, yeah, I don't care. It's new content, right? It's Dragon Ball Z.
It's not really filler either because, I mean, the manga's not really canon. It is, but it's not. It's not Akira Toriyama.
Yeah.
It's basically just sort of like a plot outline.
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah. But I don't care. I think that I think they're going to probably end up doing that.
Yeah.
Because they're going to want to keep it ahead a bit. I mean, the manga's what, every month?
Yeah.
It does about 4 episodes.
Like 3 to 4
episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's probably out like next week or something like that. Yeah, I would say we're not going to get anything till April, and then we'll get more filler after the fight with after the world universe 6 fight.
Yeah,
we'll probably get some more filler involved, and they're going to pad it a lot. I think it'll definitely be padded. But
well, I don't know if they're still shooting for their 100 episodes.
Ah, man, which I hope they go above.
Yeah, we've what 71 episodes.
This is episode 30. 29, so we have another 70, 71, So, yeah, I don't know. I think they'll definitely pass that. So that shouldn't be too bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so overall, what'd you think of the episode? Give it a score.
Out of 10? Yeah. I'd give it a 7.5.
Really? Only a 7.5? I would give it like an 8.2 or something like that. It was funny.
Yeah,
I mean,
8.2, which is pretty good.
It was cool seeing how Ciampa kind of, you know, set up the little world that they're going to be on.
You mean Vados?
Yeah, Vados. I'm sorry. Yeah, not Ciampa.
All Ciampa did was eat.
Yeah. I like how they could just make food come out of nowhere. I think we realize that Vados and Whis are, they have to be gods of creation.
Something like that.
Because they have to, because it's just like they make things pop into, you know, existence out of nothing. So, yeah. So, yeah, that was a great episode. I'm looking forward to next week's. What about you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So maybe this week we're going to try to put up another new kind of top 10 type thing or something.
Yeah,
kind of,
just another one, because this episode, I guess, is going to be pretty short.
Yeah, because we've already caught up, so we're pretty good. We haven't been doing a lot of the, like, discussions or top 10s or rants or anything lately. We've just been doing, like, episode stuff because we've been so busy. But, yeah, we'll figure something out. I have a couple ideas. And, yeah, maybe by the end of this week.
I don't, but it's really easy to come up with a couple.
Yeah.
It's Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things. So, yeah, we can do something like the weirdest characters or like the fattest characters.
Let's do our favorite characters, period. Movies included, all series.
We should
included.
Do a, yeah, we should do a movie thing as well, too. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you guys for listening.
Yes, thanks a lot.
We'll see you next week or in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.